Yes, you're on that part of the internet again. This is Hacker Public Radio, and you're listening to the episode The Drupal Camp of Adam Evertsson. Greetings. This is CT, or as you might know me, Kenneth from the All in IT Radio. Today it's time for another interview with one of the organizers of Drupal Camp Gothenburg, or Göteborg as it's locally known. But to frame it all, I would like to tell you a bit about what it actually is. On the webpage for Drupal Camp, it says that it is a one-day conference about the highly popular open-source content management system Drupal and trends in web development in general. The conference will focus on current web development themes such as mobile and tablet development, responsive database queries, Node.js, and open-source project management. So that was the quote from the webpage. I don't know if everyone is on the clear about what Drupal actually is. So, to quote from Wikipedia, it says that Drupal is a free and open source content management system, as mentioned before. But not only that, but also a content management framework written in PHP, distributed under the GPL. It also mentions that it's used as a backend for at least 1.5% of all websites worldwide. Quite significant. Ranging from personal blogs to corporate, political, and government sites, including whitehouse.gov, and so on and so forth. So a CMS is a piece of software that you install on the server, which helps you to generate your website. I'm sure this isn't over the head of anyone listening, but just to make it all clear, a few other popular CMSs are Joomla, and perhaps most well known is WordPress. Drupal is known to be very configurable. There are a lot of modules, and you can make it do almost anything you like. You don't have to be a programmer. You can use it as a pure and clean CMS, but you can also use it as the Wikipedia article mentioned, a CMF, a content management framework. That is, you can use it as a PHP framework to create your own web page if you know how to code in PHP. So far, so good. So this is a bunch of web designers who got together and made the first Drupal Camp Gothenburg possible. There has been a few Drupal Camps in Stockholm before, but this is the first one ever in Gothenburg. And if you have a look on the internet, you will find that there are many Drupal Camps all over the world. And I got the great opportunity to have a little chat with one of the most important persons who made this all happen, one of the organizers, and let's listen to it. Now I'm sitting here with perhaps the most important person here at Drupal Camp Göteborg. Who are you, sir, and what are your role here?
My name is Adam Evertsson. I'm the, I guess you could call it, project manager for this Drupal Camp here in Gothenburg today.
Right, splendid. So what have your title entailed? What have you been doing to get this to actually come to life?
Ooh, well, actually, when we started this economic forening, this economic community, or whatever you should translate it to, I was assigned project leader, and I guess that's because I was the one who raised the question if we should arrange a Drupal camp here in Gothenburg 6 months ago. And when we, I think 2 months later, arranged this economic forening, I was appointed as project manager. And that's what I am. That's what I do.
It's always dangerous to point out a problem or to have a good idea. It often turns into hard work. So what have you been doing during the camp?
Basically getting people to the right rooms and getting them to stop talking when time is running out, which has been, in some cases, very difficult. It's very, very nice and fun to have people who are so dedicated to to the modules or the cores with Drupal or Drupal itself, because they won't stop talking. They want to promote their work and that we all should join the ranks to make Drupal better. And basically that today, that's my role, is making it flow, so to speak.
Right, and what do you do regarding Drupal? What is your relation to the project?
How can I translate that into English? I'm working at Codamera with basically support, and when the project is ready to be launched, that's where I come in, me and my colleague Hans. We do the launch of the site. We also take on smaller problems, support problems, smaller, search engine optimizations. The Swedish word is förvaltning. I really don't know how to translate that into English, but we take care of the customers, we take care of the site after it's been launched. So, and since we're working with Drupal, I would say to 97%, and the 3% is older websites in Joomla and some in WordPress as well. So that's my relationship, and therefore the connection to the community, which I think is really great.
Right. So what kind of company is it? How many are you? Or is it a big company? Or
I think it's almost 10 years young.
Right.
Codamera was founded 2003, so it's 10 years next year. We are 18 people at the moment, I think. Always looking for more people, all Drupal developers and famers and everything. Growing steadily, I would think. And I'm very pleased to work there. They're very generous. And I have had a really nice time during the last 18 months, which I worked in.
What's your thoughts now when Drupal Camp has come and gone? Was it so successful? Was there something you didn't quite expect? Do you have any initial thoughts, or would you have to sort of simmer on this a while before you can have some perspective on it?
I've actually already have a document with at least 20 items that should be better next year. Of course, this is the first attempt, and I'm very glad that it went as well as it did. Folkets Hus here at Järntorget has been marvelous to host the event, and all the sessions has worked really, really well, and I'm really pleased. But as I said, it's the first version. The next version 2, will be better and more bombastic in all kinds of way. So, but I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased. I'm tired as, I don't know. I won't mention that. I'm very tired right now.
All right, but you are quite certain that there will be a Drupal Camp Göteborg next year?
I certainly hope so. We have shown that we can do it, and if we can get like 3 or 4 more people joining the ranks to plan and host it, this will be much more easier next year. And we have great plans. I won't mention them because some things are meant to be surprises. But this has gone so well just for the first time, and hopefully if we get more people, it would just be better and bigger and everything.
Do you have any dream guests that you would like to appear here? Some superstar in the free and open source world or in the Drupal community?
Well, now we had Morten, and he's the best, so...
Oh, right.
Now, of course, it would be fun if Dries could show up, Dries Buitart, but I don't know how many camps he can go to. He's pretty busy. But I would say that if we can get more people, we sold 130 tickets around that, and I think about 90, 95 or 100 showed up today. If we can double that next year to sell 250 tickets or at least gather 200 people here and spread the Drupal word, that would be a reward big enough for me. And of course, if Dries would like to come, he's welcome.
But haven't you exhausted the Drupal interested people in the Gothenburg area by now, and drawn some people from other areas as well? Where do you branch out? Who will you attract to this conference?
Well, that's a nice thing that we were so few people organizing this. We just exhausted five people. So there's a lot of others to wheel in and exhaust. Now, seriously, next year we will try to attract the Norwegian community in some way, the southern Sweden community around Malmö, Copenhagen, of course also Stockholm. There was going to be a Drupal Discovery Day in May, in the end of May, so that clashed with this event. And turned out that event was moved until September, but when that was decided, it was too late to attract sponsors and the agencies in Stockholm. So next year we're going to branch out to those places, and also branch out to agencies dealing with, for example, Joomla and WordPress, which could easily, since they are doing same thing but with lesser frameworks, they might be interested in Drupal, see what it is, and track them in that way.
Hostile takeover.
Kind of, yeah.
That sounds great. Okay, so if you want to say something to the people listening to this, and you want them to go somewhere, do something, is there a project you would like to pimp, or something like that?
Of course, I would like much more people joining the community in Gothenburg, the Drupal community, so we can be more people during the Drupal get-togethers, the Drupal meetups here in Göteborg. Right now we're about 25, 30 people each time. It would be much more fun if we became more of those. I have some thoughts about other things that we're going to discuss at the next Drupal get-together at Nindev this Thursday. So there are many ideas, many thoughts, but one at a time. Baby steps.
Splendid. And if people want to know more about you, where do they go?
Well, more about me. Well, I do have a Twitter account, Adam Everton, but mostly I would say go to drupalcamp.se. Right now, our address for this camp is spring2012.drupalcamp.se. Hopefully, we can get a separate website just for the Gothenburg community, like gothenburg.drupalcamp.se. That's one of the ideas, but otherwise, drupalcamp.se, I would say.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And as you probably heard, the best place for us to do the interview was right outside the restrooms. Anyway, the only time when Adam was available for an interview was, of course, after the event, when the social had taken over, and that's the reason for the music in the background. You heard Adam mention the keynote speaker, Morten DK, and I have managed to get an interview with him as well. So what did you think? Did you find this interesting? This is a look into how to organize events like this, and it's a look into the web design part of the community. I don't know how many of you out there are web designers, but I know some of you are, and I know, well, almost all of you know a bit of HTML and CSS, I guess. I have a few more interviews from Drupal Camp, which I would like to share with you another time. And please, tell me in the comments, do you enjoy that kind of interview from a more niche conference? You will find all the relevant links in the show notes, where you can follow me on Twitter and Identica, Google Plus, and so on and so forth. Also where you find Drupal Camp Göteborg, Adam Evertsson, and more general information about Drupal. So, until next time, I have been CT for Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.